Item number nine is from the Director of Department of Parks, Recreation and Culture, requesting authorization to abolish one park maintenance worker three position and create one construction technician position. This will go to personnel and it's gone to gas and human services.
Okay. Supervisor Mayo.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to know, I know that Parks is doing a nice job over there, and there's been brought to my attention a couple of things. So now you have managers, because with this person here, I'm going to move approval, but how's your diversity over there? And your diversity is not very good at Parks, so can you tell me, are we getting the bright and best in diversity also at the Parks right now?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, we continue to work with the Department of Human Resources to recruit
No, because if you look at diversity of parks, and you look at it, I think the parks department do a very good job, but the diversity is poor. I wish my friend was there so I could tell her personally. I need to make sure that we get more diversity at the parks department.
Yes, sir.
And also, we need to also look at what are you doing with your managers out there now? Because I see the technical, the write-up is that they plow snow. All your managers that you have right now are using our brand new vehicles. Are they plowing, when they plow snow, do they have CDL license also?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, any manager, unit coordinator that has a CDL is operating snow removal equipment.
Are they trained properly? Because I'm hearing opposite things about this. Because we bought brand new equipment for that. We don't want people getting them machines and do not know how to operate the machine. Because that's why we went back to the DIPI processor, because that transportation and parks work together on this change thing. So I'll make sure that we have no problems with this, okay?
Yes, sir.
Right. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Just for clarity, and I'm just going to piggyback on what you were saying on diversity. Diversity in seasonal and, I would say, line workers, there's diversity. There are people of color. I think specifically, and I'm getting back on my soapbox again, so here comes people. I'm talking management and higher-level directors. That's where the diversity is abysmal, and it's just been, it's lacking. And to give the standard answer, we're working with HR is a red flag to me, which means we can BS you for the next 4 months, Supervisor, until you ultimately leave the county. And that's the one thing that I think when I was deciding on if I should stay at the county or not, I would say diversity in management and director's positions at the county was the main thing at the top of my level of keeping me here. Because I don't think we talk about it enough. I don't think there's really been enough emphasis placed on it. And this whole concept of best and brightest is, as everyone knows, I've said it enough, it's extremely annoying because it still doesn't include people of color. So not just focusing at you, I think the county as a whole, we need to do a better job of it, and I'm hoping that's something that doesn't die out when a few of us who have consistently advocated for it and made people uncomfortable, because I think that's necessary, still champion that fight. Supervisor Mayo, followed by Supervisor Roma West.
Mr. Chairman, even though that you are pursuing a higher office, and I hope you continue to get to that place, but I will be here. Yeah. So let's make sure we understand. You might not be here, but I will be here. And I work with the Parks Department. They have done an excellent job, but it's coming to my attention, and people continue to, when that drum beat starts getting louder and louder, then I have to really take concern about that. Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Roman West.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't want to be the dead horse, and I love Mr. Keegan, but as long as you're on the diversity soapbox, bilingual would also be just a huge, huge plus. And not just in Spanish, but, you know, I've recently, within the last 6 months, become very aware of the growing Asian population that there is on the south side. And the fact that Hmong, I didn't even know this, is not a written language. So in order to communicate with someone who's Hmong, you have to speak their language. And then there's Hmong, and then there's Lao, and that's two different languages. And so I've really become aware of that. I think at Casiasco Community Center, we have the bulk of those individuals who are members at that center English is their second language, and some of them don't speak English at all. And we have currently only two staff members that speak Spanish, three staff, and they're all part-time, and they're all seasonal. And so, you know, and they take a month off, one month per year. And so when they're off, then we're down, and how do you, you know, manage a center when you don't have people that speak the language? So it's important. And it's not just for, again, not just for Mr. Keegan, that's countywide. I just think we really need to do a better job, because Supervisor Thomas is absolutely correct. If I go out in the yard and I'm looking, you know, for individuals of color, I'll find a whole bunch of them at the pool. But as we go up to the hierarchy, it's just still a little lacking. And I'm always happy to help. You can always contact my office. We're always being contacted by people who are looking for work. So thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. any further questions or comments? Supervisor Mayo, move approval. Madam Clerk?
On the motion for approval, Supervisor Drummond?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Colonel West?
Aye.
And Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Motion approved, 6-0.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next item.